Oh my God. Did that really just happen? Yes, it did. Oh, I don't know what to do. This is one of those rare occasions when the random clock is actually correct. That is the correct time. It's 1930 UTC. I don't believe it. This has happened so rarely. In the, let's see, how many has it been? In the 1,878 shows previous to this one, that has happened, I believe, twice. Or is this only the second time? It doesn't matter. The critical thing to know is that it's 1930 UTC. Although, you know, not anymore. Now it's 1931 UTC. Or maybe even 1932. It doesn't matter. Because this is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee once again on this lovely whatever day this is. Friday, I think. Check the calendar, Tobe. Ooh, boy. Yeah, this is one of those days. This is just one of those days. I woke up a little early. Things have been a little bit weird for me this morning, although I'm fairly functional. It's very sunny outside, but it's a little cool. It's a little bit too cold to be walking around. Well, it would be all right if there was no wind. Can't really check the wind right now, but it doesn't matter. But it kind of does, because I've got nothing. I honestly don't have anything. It's true that I literally have nothing to talk about today, but has that ever stopped us before? No, because I know the first thing you're wondering is, hey, Tobe, what kind of tea are you drinking today? Well, I'm still drinking Gingin May, although this is the last possible infusion on this batch of leaf. It's delicious. But it's getting weak. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's so yummy. It's good. But I'm thinking about switching to something else later. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm actually thinking about changing to mulled tea. Cheap, junky, crap-flavored mulled tea, just so I can kind of get my taste buds reset, if that makes any sense. This is good tea. I do like it. Oh, that's the good stuff. Anyway, let me settle down here. Let me sit down on the floor. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I got nothing. So maybe I need to tell you about what movie is on right now. What movie am I watching right now? I'm not really watching it. It's just on. Let's punch it in.
You give me what I want, and you may ask anything.
I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. But let me pause dramatically while this unusually clothed character walks in the side door. Yeah, something's up with this guy. You can tell by the unusual look on my face and the lack of dialogue.
No.
It's true.
Not that.
That. I promise, it is precisely that. Yeah, very heavy dialogue film here. Good sound effects of a drawer being closed. And what's our boy got in his hand? Who is that guy? He looks vaguely familiar. Isn't he supposed to be dead?
Only a pin boy, as you remarked.
Yeah.
A glass of wine, though. Or perhaps a flower.
Yes, the late, great Bela Lugosi. He's awesome. So you might be thinking, oh, if it's Bela Lugosi, it must be Dracula. No, no. It does not necessarily must mean it is Dracula. Bela Lugosi was in a lot of films. Anyway, this is White Zombie. Yes, the classic. The classic cheese sampler of a B-movie or even C-movie. White Zombie, starring Bela Lugosi as murder. Murder legendaire. He's the legendary murderer. Yeah, he makes zombies and stuff. Anyway, am I waiting for football? Yes, I'm waiting for football. But the bad news is I don't think football comes on for another at least like 2.5 hours. This is one of those very strange late football days. So let's double check that just in case. I don't want to miss any of my football. Football. Wait, I thought it was on 7. It's not on 76. It's on 77. Yeah, and the pregame show starts in 3 hours and 10 minutes. The game starts in about, I don't know, it doesn't matter. We got plenty of time. Plenty of time to do nothing, because I got nothing. And when I say I got nothing, what I'm trying to say here is that I don't have any pepperoni. I ran out of pepperoni yesterday? 2 days ago. I don't remember. 2 days ago. I ate the last of the pepperoni. Maybe it was yesterday. It doesn't matter. Ran out of pepperoni. Why do I need pepperoni? Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that my traditional breakfast every morning is pepperoni and waffles. A brilliant combination that I deduced myself. And it has become my traditional breakfast food and has been for, I don't know, a while now? A few months, 6 months maybe? I don't know. So I had to go to the store last night. I needed to get a couple of things. What did I need? Oh, I needed some chicken and I needed some other diddly stuff. And I thought, okay, I'll go and I'll get some pepperoni too. But right when I was about to go to the store, Pippa came down. It was time to do kitty business. And so we sat here on the floor for about 40 minutes doing kitty business, because all kitty business must be transacted at all times. And so we were doing kitty business, and then she finally decided we were done so I could finally go to the store. And I was just in time, just in time to be too late. Because the deli in the store was closing. The guy had his backpack on and was just shutting up some cases and stuff and walking away right as I was walking in. And I was thinking, no! I need my pepperoni. But so, yeah, I didn't get any pepperoni. But I did get some graham crackers. And then I remembered I needed some candy. So I got the candy. I got some hard candy, some variations of fruit-flavored hard candy. 10 different flavors in about a, is it a one-pound bag? It's slightly less than a pound at about $4. It's a pretty good deal, but it's not the highest quality candy, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because then I was walking around in the store, and what else did I buy? Did I buy waffles? No, I bought some pies, because, that's what it is. I had to get some pies. Because, you know, it's cold again, and we can eat pies, and it's football season, and so we've got to watch football and eat pies, and that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to have a chicken pie as I watch my football game. And no, I know, longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are asking, hey, Tobe, is it a chicken balti pie? Because chicken balti pie, that's not a subject we talk about anymore on the Dubious Goals Committee, because we still can't get chicken balti pies in America. Ooh, thanks. Thanks, import laws. Can't get Kinder eggs either, but that's neither here nor there. I bought some pies at the store. I bought a box of 4 pies, And I bought something else too, something else legit. What was it? It was something else in a box. I remember getting two boxes. Oh yeah, the graham crackers and the pies were in a box. Oh yeah, and I got some chicken and I got some stuff and I got the candy. And then the weird thing happened. That's when the weird thing happened. It was at about this time in this store that I noticed. Where was I even? I walked up an aisle that I didn't normally walk up. There's aisles in this grocery store that don't have products that I need, and so I don't use these aisles. But for whatever reason, I walked up this one aisle, and on one of the sides of one of the end caps, and this is away from the candy aisle and away from the candy department, what's hanging there? Hi Chews. Yes, somehow magically, Hi Chews returned to this particular grocery store. Grabbed two bags. They're the little bags, but still, at least we can buy them in bulk, and they were on sale. I have the sinking feeling that they found a box or something in a warehouse that they didn't know they had, and they said, "Oh, we better get rid of these two. Let's blow them out at two for $4," or whatever it was. So I said, "Oh, that is for me. I will now buy my candy." And which bag was it? This is one of the weird bags. So you can't get the tropical mix anymore. The original tropical. See, there used to be tropical mix, and then they changed it to a new tropical mix, and then they got rid of tropical mix and called it something else. I'm so mad because I can't get the tropical mix. The greatest mix was cantaloupe, mango, and banana. And this new pseudo tropical mix, whatever they're calling it, is mango, banana, and kiwi? Yeah, I think that's right. You can't get melon anymore. You can't get cantaloupe anymore. Oh, all I want is to be able to buy the candy that I want. This is the weird thing that I don't understand in this age, where it's the information age. The world has gotten smaller. It's smaller than it's ever been. We can finally buy things like Hi Chews in America. But for some reason, I can't buy the ones that I want in America, the land of capitalism, the land of let's sell things, the land of let's make money, let's offer things for sale so people can buy them so that we can make money. But there's nobody trying to sell me kilograms of melon flavored Hi Chews. Why does this person not exist? Or does this person exist? Does this person exist somewhere out there in the world and is looking for that one person who wants to buy kilograms of melon flavored Hi Chews? Why is there such a giant disconnection in this world? I'll tell you why. It should be obvious to everyone because it's so damn greasy. And who's making it so greasy? That's right, Kirk Cameron. Boy, is he gonna get it now. What? Look at that.
Boy, are you gonna get it now? What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up. Give me something fast. Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special
and
grease
as
dissolvers
Kirk Cameron starts to spray the 409 all over his greasy fingerprints, we gotta wonder.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
We're just trying to invent a worse haircut for me, Mom. Do you think that would be possible? Could we find a more round bowl to put on my head when we cut my hair? And this leads me into something else. What's the deal with Kirk Cameron's hair? What is the deal with it? Okay, because you look at early stuff of when he's a kid, and his hair is jet straight. It is straight as a razor. His hair is the straightest hair short of mine, of course. And then somehow magically his hair just instantly curls up. Sometime apparently when he went through puberty, because by the time he was on Growing Pains, he had super tight Jerry Curl curled hair. And that's a hairstyle that he still very embarrassingly wears today. Why does he have such terrible hair? Does he believe that Jesus wants him to have a Jerry Curl? Here in the year 2020, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but then again, nothing Kirk Cameron does or says makes any sense to me. That's why I love him.
Very well, I will go with Kirk.
Kirk is not to be trusted in these matters. Kirk is a violent and sexually deranged being from the fourth dimension.
Kirk, is it true you are still an erotic adventurer of the most deranged kind?
Yes.
Very well, who should I go with?
You shall go with Tony Harrison there.
It's always Tony Harrison. Come on. Kirk can't be trusted. Jesus, Kirk doesn't even know to use 409 when he leaves a greasy mess. Kirk just, he cannot be trusted. Yeah, so just to get my mind off things, I think we're going to have to go to some music. And we've got some new Justin Johnson that we need to hear. And is it going to start ever? Or do I have to kill time? Always got to kill time at least 7 to 15 seconds before the digital media starts after actually pressing start. So here we go. Justin Johnson with his Duolian. Thank you. Okay, that was cool. That was Justin Johnson just doing a little bit of noodling on his Duolian by Dobro. What is a Duolian? Well, it's a dual thing. What is it? It's a cross between a Dobro and a guitar. You can play it either way. Isn't that convenient? Yes. Yes, it is. It's also very cool. And I'm kind of thinking, do I need one of those? Well, no, I can barely play anything with frets as it is. Just make some chords, and nobody wants to listen to chords on a Duolian when you could have a banana. Or a banana.
Banana.
Because everybody loves a good banana. Don't deny it. You know you love a banana. But the big question becomes, do you know what you hate? If you love banana na na na, what do you hate? That's correct. Banana cha cha. And if for some reason you don't agree with my assessment of what you love and what you hate, we can always fight about it because I love to fight. I love to fight digital media the most. It's so fun. That was, of course, Stalemate, the theme song, the opening theme song for Defragments. It's a song about games. That is a song about games. You might not realize it, but That's what that is. And speaking of games, and I don't even... Do I really want to bring this up? Is this something that we need to get into? No, probably. Speaking of games, there is a game out. There's a new game out. I don't know if it's that new. It's been out for 2 months. And you're going to be shocked to find out that I'm not playing it. What game do I speak of? None other than Blazeball. Blazeball. Yeah, I know, you're probably already playing it, and then you probably already heard about it. But you got to understand, your boy, our local reluctant hero, our anti-hero even, yours truly, our little Toadster, is sometimes a little bit slow on the pickup of some of these new things. I don't pay attention to gaming news. I don't pay attention to anything that... So, you know, I'm a little bit slow to hear about some of these things. And so I finally heard about Blazeball last night, purely by accident, but I became enamored and extraordinarily interested instantaneously, because this is a style of game that I used to think about a long time ago, way back when I was in junior high school, when I was working on games, when half my day was independent study, and that's what I was doing. And I realized that you could have this type of game. You know, there's a lot of different kind of games you can have, and they all fit into some very clean categories. But once you start mixing and matching some of these categories and the strange things you can do some weird stuff that really wasn't doable up until now. Blazeball is a perfect example. It's a strange game because it is a misère perfect information game, meaning that it's a perfect information game, except it's negative perfection. You know nothing. You don't know the rules to the game. You don't get to play the game. You don't learn the rules to the game. The rules constantly change, etc. So it's a simulation game. It's a zero-player simulation game. But it's also meta. It's a meta simulation. You don't play the game. You just get to watch the game, and you quote play, end quote, the game by participating in the, well, in the witnessing of this game. And am I going to play this game? I would like to, but I don't have the firepower, I don't have the computer for it, and I don't need to play it. This is the type of game that I'd rather just run. This is the, and you know, it just starts making me think of other weird games. Anyway, I'm going to look into some more of this today, I think. You can do whatever you want, because guess what's over? That's right, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Yeah, every day. And yes, I am getting sick and tired of it. Good Lord, we're slowly approaching 1900 shows. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.